Do you want to stand, or are you quite happy with that one?
I think I'm good.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yeah. I think so.
Excellent. I'll put this over here. Will you raise your hand if you're a guest today? If you're visiting? Wow. So I apologize in advance. You can tell that I'm not from around here. I am American, and I am emotional, and so I have two strikes going against me already, I think, here. And you've come at a time when I'm visiting this church to bring an update about the work we're doing in Cambodia. And I know you didn't sign up for this, and this is all new to you, but I hope that it will still encourage you and bless you where you are, where you're working, where God has you, in what you're doing. But many of you probably don't know, well, you don't know who myself and my wife are. It's my lovely wife, Natasha, sitting over there. And we live, like I said, and work in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. And we work for an organization called AIM, Agape International Missions. And the purpose of this organization and the mission statement of this organization is that the evils of sex trafficking would be defeated through Christ Church. So not just that good people would do stuff about it, but that it is Christ Church that he has empowered, emboldened, equipped to go out and be that agent of change in the world. So my purpose here today is to hopefully educate you enough that you can go and be modern day abolitionists, that you have some idea of what's going on in the world in regards to trafficking. And just so you know, if I am not gonna be graphic with this, but if you wanna go with your kids, that's fine. If you want your kids to run around, that's fine. Do whatever you want. I'm happy with it. So, I understand that many of you don't actually realize what a global phenomenon, what a global issue this is. So if we get the next slide. Okay. There are around 40 million people being trafficked as slaves globally right now as we're all sitting in this room breathing this air. When I spoke in England 2 years ago, it was estimated at about 32 million. So that's the change just in that time. It was estimated that in the history of the Atlantic slave trade, there was about 11 million people in the entire history of that, and that's not to negate or diminish how horrific that was. That just gives you an idea of the magnitude of the issue that this is. 15.4 million. Are women and children for the purpose of sexual exploitation. And human trafficking is a $150 billion per year industry. And so I went online, so because I can't get my brain around that number, so that's the total 2018 profits of Google, McDonald's, Disney, Coca-Cola, Amazon combined get you close to that. In that neighborhood. So we're kind of getting a picture of how big this is globally and what a big issue it is. And I know 40 billion is a huge number, and it's hard to even, 40 million, sorry, not 40 billion, and it's hard to even wrap your brains around. So I went on and I looked at the population of the United Kingdom, not just England. There's about 31 million women and 2 million men. So we would all notice if one day all the women plus some of the men, or all the men plus some of the women were gone and enslaved. It is a massive global issue taking place right now. So why are we in Cambodia? Why is Cambodia this unique place where we ended up living there 6 years. Cambodia has a unique history. Some of you may know it suffered had a genocide in the 70s, And after that time, it left the country in a state where it was very susceptible to outside influence, and it just kind of, it became the hotbed in the world for child sex trafficking, if you want to put it that way. And there's 300,000 women trafficked in Cambodia, 25,000 children. There are an estimated, where we live in Phnom Penh, there are an estimated 15,000 to 20,000 prostitutes in Phnom Penh alone, where many of the programs we work with are located, and more than 35% of those are estimated to be children under the age of 15. That's about all I'm going to spend on that, because I don't want it to get any more intense than it needs to. But you just got to know that Cambodia became the place on the face of the earth known for this. And so when our organization, AIM, went there 11 years ago and set up in a small village called Soi Pak, this village called Soi Pak was the preeminent place, the darkest place you could ever imagine. I won't even talk about how disgustingly awful it is. There's no need. And that's where AIM started its programs. And so we're going to, but before that, I have a few pictures of just family life for us. People wonder what's it like in Cambodia. There's an elephant in the jungle, and you know, I'm not going to pretend that's an everyday occurrence for us, because it's really not. But we did get to do it, and that was awesome. There's my daughter. She's doing the traditional Cambodian blessing dance. Because she's grown up her life overseas in Asia, she finds all things Asian normal and beautiful. So what we would call, you know, old 80s bridesmaid dresses, you know, that are big and sparkly and bejeweled and that kind of style, she loves everything like that. And she loves everything Cambodian. So my kid's at one of the ruins of the old temples. If you can see what that looks like, snow there, this is taken out the front of our car, and that's all water. There's not a lot of infrastructure, so when it does rain, it floods, everything floods. And then the next slide, I think, should show, oh, that's me, the tarantula, sorry. That's a very nice, that is a tarantula. That is gross. So that's looking out the front gate of our house, and that's all water that comes up. And as my wife said, it comes up, comes all the way up to the steps, gets deep, and then we all get pink eye and fuzzy toenails and many disgusting things. So, getting back to AIM, what we do. So, this is what we call our holistic wheel. We came into Cambodia. We saw that this was a massive problem. This is obviously a global problem that we talked about. And we said, hey, if we're going to do this, we can't just do these little component parts of it. We have to have an idea of how we're going to be in this for the long run to stand with these girls, to help them through all phases of their journey. So we prevent, we rescue, we restore, and we reintegrate. And those are the four components of what we do there. So I'm going to throw some stats at you. Prevention, obviously, is we started with the church. Although we have all these other programs, we believe in our hearts of hearts, and it's our mission that we believe it's the church that God has put there that's ultimately going to defeat the evils of sex trafficking. Our programs will hopefully go away. They don't need to be there forever, but it's going to be God's church that's going to do that. And so in the 11 years we've been there, we've had 173 church plants in Cambodia go out from that initial church to other places. We just had 44 disciples graduated from a two-year program and are also going out. And on the prevention side, we have an emergency family care home for children and women wanting to get out of prostitution that need help in that have a safe place to stay. We have medical center. We have a school with over 400 students now. What else do we have? We have safe housing, free safe housing. Yeah, there's some kids. So we go from prevention and then I'll talk next slide, I think. There we go. One of our prevention ministries is called the Lord's Gym. And I put that one up there specifically because this church has been supporting the work that we do and partnering with us. And one of the big programs we've been using that towards is the Lord's Gym. So in these communities, you have these young men that have no education at all, are hooked on drugs. They may be traffickers themselves. And their parents work at brick factories. Their parents might be enslaved themselves. And so we started the Lord's Gym. And it is a sweaty little box filled with stinky young men. And we've had 3 national champions come out of there now. So the next slide should show. So that's how big it is. But with the funds and other funds, we now have a full gym being built. And we've seen, I think, 24 young men in this, saved, baptized, and are now going back to school. We're paying for that as well. And the man that runs this is probably Cambodia's most famous kickboxer ever. He could be on TV, he could be doing all these things, but he chooses to make not a lot of money and sit in there because he believes in the future and the future of these young men. So that's beautiful. All right, next slide, rescue. Believe it or not, through God's grace, we are the only NGO that we know of in the world that has an agreement, an MOU with Cambodia, with a sovereign nation, with the government, that we have our own police in the country that we can investigate. We can run our own investigations, rescue, and arrests of traffickers within the country. And that is unheard of. So in the last 3 years, our AIM SWAT team has made 202 arrests, 561 rescues, and then we have another component of the rescue, and that's we have a China rescue, and we work repatriating girls, Cambodian girls that have been brought up into China and bringing them back, and we've brought back 68 in that time. And in the last year, I had the privilege of starting what's called, we called a cross-border trafficking team. And we got to bring back about 150 young men that were on Thai fishing boats that were off the coast of Africa. And you might think, oh, but they're on a boat and this. No, I mean, they were, all their identification was taken, passports taken, and if they were injured, if they were sick, they were thrown off the boat, and that was that. These things are real. But I want you to feel the freedom to say, you know, to feel more informed, but know that there's no guilt, there's no condemnation in this, but it is a reality. So after rescue, we go into restoration. We have ARC, which is where my wife works and trains, and that's a specialized home with social workers, counselors, all the facilities for girls coming out of that are rescued, and we currently have 80 or 72. I'm always exaggerating. 72 in there. That's way above our capacity. We're building another one, and then we have 2 other homes called Rahab's House, that do the same thing. And so it's a safe place for these girls to come. It has catch-up school because most of them don't read or write in their own language. It has jobs training. It has bakery in there training, sewing training, hair salon training. All this on site. And then after restoration, we have reintegration. And this was the hard component at first in that holistic wheel. It took a while to understand that there is an ingrained cultural assumption in Cambodia. And they have this phrase that men are like gold. If you tarnish it, you can always clean it off. But women are like white cloth. Once it's dirty, it's no good. It needs to be thrown into the fire. And this is a truly pervasive thought process. And so these girls who have been through these horrible, horrific situations find it so difficult to reintegrate back into society because people still view them through the lens of their past. And so we have now made 3 employment centers, 3 factories. Each can hold about 100 young women. They get free education in the morning, free meal, free healthcare, a fair wage, and they have a job for their family. So, and then we sponsor them if once they have enough skill to go out and start their own tailoring and do these kind of things. So that's the holistic cycle that AIM does. So I'll give you some more numbers. In our factories, we've employed about 320 girls and young women. Total number of survivors that we've reintegrated back into culture, 914. The total number of people that have been impacted by our prevention programs, 8,323. And then the total number of children, women and men rescued to date is 1,247. So that's huge. And I think one of the things I get really blessed by when I get to come visit and talk to you and hear your stories is that we are a body. And I get to hear what you're doing and hear how God is using you in all these different ways, and ways that I would never have noticed, and ways that I would never have seen, and the giftings that you have. And I'm not here to say you all have to go to Cambodia tomorrow. You know, that's, yeah. I feel no pressure. And I encourage you where you are to remain passionate, to remain steadfast, to not give up in doing what seems like the ordinary, knowing that we have an extraordinary God that uses the ordinary to achieve his extraordinary purposes. Yeah, it is my extreme honor to have spoken to you, and I want to kind of finish with a little cultural lesson here. So if you want to turn to your neighbor, get your hands like this. You're not doing anything weird, I promise. And say, Jumrip Soa. Jumrip Soa. Oh, you guys don't even know what I just made you say. Oh. No, joking. You're essentially saying, what's up? How you doing? I wouldn't do that to you. But if this is something that stokes a passion in you, this is not just a thing, you know, there's 40 million people. This is not just a Cambodia thing. This is a global thing. This happens in England, as we're all sat here right now. It's happening in Europe, all the other places, in America where I'm from. And it looks, and it has its unique twists depending on where it is. Find out how you can help. get involved.
I don't even know it.
I think the slides are done. I just want to finish with a verse from Isaiah. It's not up on the board, so don't worry. But it's Isaiah 58:6. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. I just want to say thank you. I know, especially for all you that are visiting for the first time, you are thinking, what the heck did we walk into? Wow, that was not what we expected. That was a bit intense. Andy's American. I appreciate it. Andy's American. I know. Makes it worse. Makes everything worse right now. But I love you, and I want to encourage you just to persist where God has put you and persist where God has placed you. We serve an extraordinary God. Amen? Can I pray for you? Father God, we love you. All this is for you. We're sat in your chairs, breathing your air. And we just ask that your kingdom would come to the kingdom of Cambodia. I pray that you, in your love, breathe fresh faith and encouragement into hearts here today. You fan into flame that coal that may have grown dim, where people might see what they're doing as just ordinary or simple, but knowing that, God, we serve you and you are the extraordinary God of the universe. Help us to persist in the arenas where you have placed us, Lord Jesus. I thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Natasha, can I ask you to come up here and can I pray for you both, please? So we believe that Jesus is the hope of the nations. We believe that Jesus can bring freedom from all that binds people. And we want to pray for you, for your protection and that of your family. So Father, we just pray for Brandon and Natasha and for their family. Lord, that you will uphold them and protect them all and keep them safe, whether it's from physical harm, from the evil that others might want to do to them, and from conjunctivitis and fuzzy toes, even though I'm not quite sure what that means. But Lord, I also pray that during those moments of doubt and despair, that you will, through the power of your Holy Spirit, lift their spirits. And we pray too that you will give them wisdom and discernment and pour out all the gifting of the Holy Spirit that they need for specific instances. So be with them, Lord, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I pray for all this congregation here present, Lord, that you will embolden us to share the gospel with others, to speak to others of your love and to be bold in doing so, but also to boldly show your love to others, that we may be instrumental in freeing other people from the things that bind them, that enslave them, whether it's actual slavery, because we do know that that goes on in this country, but also from enslavement to drugs and alcohol and all the other things that can bind us. So Lord, we became your body when we were baptized, and we pray that all the baptized will be used to help further your kingdom and show Jesus who can bring healing to the whole world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you very much.